Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Leslie Seda and my co-host Margaret Sheldon is on the line. Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
I'm very well. We are, you know, you're used to heat waves. We're over our heat wave. And it's just beautiful. It's just absolutely glorious day here. So, you know, that does more to lift my spirits than coffee, which is a good thing because my coffee pot broke this morning. There you go.
Oh, no. That's serious stuff. Well, no, I got home. I was on a 10-day trip, if you can believe it. I spent 5 days in Waco working on the house and then 5 days at a conference in Georgia called the Haven Conference. It is a conference for bloggers in the home decor industry. And so funny, it was my third time, and this time I was a mentor and a presenter. And I taught a workshop with a friend of mine on Instagram. Shocking.
Wow, this is really your topic.
It really is. And you know what? It went really well. It was very, very exciting. But now I'm home in 99-degree weather and thinking, oh, why was I complaining so much about the summer being so mild?
Well, that's what happens.
You
have to be careful what you say.
Oh, careful what you wish for. Yep, that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
But it's great to be home. I am so glad. And it's just really busy right now. But I just decided my life's always going to be busy. But I was so motivated from the conference. I learned so much. My favorite thing is a friend of mine taught a workshop on blogging. And I really am trying to get this whole SEO thing going. And so we're going to do a show on that very soon because I think any show I did on SEO before I was not hitting the mark. But anyway, she made a comment that she doesn't like when people say, what do you do? She doesn't like saying I'm a blogger or I'm an influencer. And I agree 100%. So she now says, I have a small media company. So guess what? I have a small media company.
That's a great
idea. I love
that.
It's true.
Yeah. It's very classy.
Me and Rupert Murdoch, you know? Small media company. Well, okay, wait. He's worth $21 billion. Never mind.
Well, you know, a girl's got a dream, right?
Yeah, that's true. So Margaret came up with this show idea about how you can use Instagram stories to sell your art. And I thought it was a brilliant suggestion. But the only issue we're going to have today is all the people listening are at a different point with Instagram stories.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be basic, but not too basic, if that makes sense. So there's two ways you can show your stuff on Instagram. The first is in your feed, which is where you post something, and it's one of the squares across the top and goes all the way down, and it stays on your feed until you get rid of it. And that's kind of, to me, like if we were going to equate it with blogging, it would be kind of like your website. And then there's this thing called Instagram Stories in the background that you can use. And what it is, it's kind of, I think it came about because of the success of Snapchat, which I've never used. But it's something where you can put things in your account that only last for 24 hours, then they go away. But it's kind of like you know how your blog supports your website? Well, Stories supports your feed. Your feed is like kind of like the pretty final thing you always want to show on your Instagram. The Stories is a little bit, to me, more real life, the how-to, the fun, the personality, and it's just a way to enhance what you do. Now, Instagram Stories, I believe now, are more popular than looking at your feed.
I believe
that is a true statistic, which means you got to be doing it. And I was really intimidated a couple years ago when it first came out, and I wasn't doing it. And a friend of mine I was working with was like, you have to do it, you have to do it. And now I still don't use it as much as I should, but I certainly use it every day. But it's just a great tool, and it's kind of a way for you to support your art. So if your feed mostly consists of pictures of paintings and your studio and shows you're doing, I would see your Instagram stories being you're talking about a particular painting that you did, any kind of demo, you know, maybe it's a video you've put together that you've sped up, or maybe it's just little tidbits of you in your studio. It's you showing people around. It's you in your life. It's just a way for people to get to know you, which they kind of can't do through your Instagram feed. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the – oh, go ahead. Do you have a question?
No, go ahead.
A little bit about the mechanics of, like, where you find everything. So if you go to your Instagram feed, at the very top is a circle, and that circle has your profile picture in it. That is where you tap to see your Instagram feed, because a lot of people will say, I don't know how to find it. You say go to your stories, but I don't know where your stories are. It's that circle. Now, if there's a red around the circle, it means you currently have something in there. It hasn't expired, which after 24 hours, it expires. Now, there is a way to keep that information, the 24-hour, you know, once it's expired, and that is you can save it in what's called highlights. And highlights are on your homepage and the circles that go across. And you may only see a plus sign in a circle where it says highlight. And it's where you can save things. So, like, I have one on our Waco Fixer Upper. And anytime I do anything on my Instagram stories, I'll save it to there. Let's say you have a show coming up. You may want to have a highlight called, you know, ABC Show. Maybe you want to have a highlight that's all of your demos, and you just call it demos. And what you do is, and I would Google this because it's too technical for me to explain it on a podcast, but what you do is you go through and you get to see all of your stories, and you just press a plus mark on all of the ones you want to save, and it automatically puts them there. And it saves them for eternity, which is kind of cool. So it's just really cool. It's really cool. So they don't have to be gone forever. And sometimes you do an Instagram story that you think is kind of brilliant and you want to save it, and that would be the occasion to do that.
That was, and then you would save it to your
highlights. Yeah.
Not to, it always
and then you
gives
could,
you, it gives you the option to save to archive. And I always wonder, why would I want to do that? Why do you want to archive images or stories?
Because sometimes you're filming a story and you don't want it to go live yet. I do that all the time. So let's say I'm doing a collaboration with a brand that's due in a week.
Yep.
I'm getting it done. I'm filming the stories. I'll archive it, save it, and that story's not going to go live for a week until my post goes out about the collaboration with the brand.
Oh, I see. All right. I didn't realize it was a holding thing.
Yeah,
I thought it was
exactly
hard to get back into, but it's not. You can get right there when you need to. Okay.
Right. Now, when you film your Instagram stories, you can do them in a couple different places. You can do them on your camera and save them as photos or save them as videos. When I know I'm doing something for my stories, if it's a photo, I always save it in my camera because that's just great quality, and I do all the editing and everything. But if I'm going to do a video, even if it's going to be published in 2 weeks, I always film it in Instagram stories. And the reason is because you can film it in continuous video, and then it'll automatically cut it at the 16-second mark. So every frame of an Instagram story can only be 16 seconds long. But you can now just film continuous video in your stories. And I like the fact it's already in there, it's already in the format, and it's just so much easier to pull it up when I want to publish it.
Have you ever had it published before you were ready to?
Only when I accidentally pressed it.
Okay.
Well, it was always operator error.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've done that. I've randomly done that. Okay, so if you're on your feed and you see that circle, let's say you want to put something in your stories. There's a little house at the bottom left, the little house. You tap on that.
Okay,
and then
I'm doing it.
In the top left is a camera. That is where you fill. That's how you get something onto your Instagram stories. So if you tap that, a camera comes up. Now, you have all these options at the bottom. The first one is type. If you want to put something in your stories that is just a message, you can just type.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll enable you to do that. The next option is live. And a lot of people can do live Instagram stories. I've never done that because if I'm just filming it and publishing it as I go, it seems so much like live, you know what I mean, that it doesn't seem necessary. Normal is what I use quite often, and you just have to hold your finger down the whole time you're filming, and it will stop after 16 seconds. So you have to pay attention to that circle because the red line goes along the outside, and as you're getting close to, as you're getting close back to 12 o'clock, you don't want to stop in mid-sentence. So it's a little harder.
Okay.
Boomerang is something that you can have fun with. It you can
that
film like a few seconds, and then it'll play it back and forth and back and forth. Super Zoom I never use. Rewind.
Okay.
Hands-free is what I use all the time. And this is why. Hands-free is the very last choice. You tap it, it starts filming. It continues to film continuously. When you're done, it'll go back and it'll show you all of your little 16-second frames in a row. And then when you go ahead to publish them, it automatically publishes them, and it kind of puts them all together when people watch it. But you don't have to, it's so much easier. So much easier if you use the hands-free.
I'm looking at it now. I honestly never saw this page before.
That will save you. That will totally save you.
Right.
So after you film something in Stories, it shows you the little frames, and you can go back and edit them. If you just swipe to the left, it brightens them, and there's a couple that I use a lot. I use Paris and I use Melbourne a lot. But you can also add text on it. Now, one of the really important things to understand about Instagram Stories, more people than not watch Instagram Stories without listening. So it would be hugely in your favor if you just typed a little one sentence that kind of summarized what you're talking about.
Because you're going to get your
otherwise,
message across then.
Right, and if it's something interesting, they'll turn the volume on. But that's really important to know, and most people aren't aware of that. And so if you go back and watch, because what you want to do is go back and watch them and maybe add some type on them. When you do that, when you're watching it, try to train yourself to start summarizing. And you'll see that on a lot of Instagram stories. People are smart. They know to do that. So if you're doing like a demo, you know, if I was going to do an Instagram stories for a painting, I would probably, the first frame would probably be a photo of the finished painting. And I'd probably put type on it that says, watch how I created, you know, this painting. And then the first thing you may want to say, step one, mixing my paints, that would be what you would type on the video. And then on the next frame, and you don't have to do it on every frame because they play continuously. So if it's the same concept, you're fine. But adding that copy is really important.
Really important. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it makes total sense. And the other thing that, you know, I always sort of look at these things from how I use them, not necessarily as the person posting, but as somebody who's, you know, sitting at their kitchen table scrolling through Instagram. Like, I think, what is my experience as a user? And there's an artist I follow. I absolutely love what she posts in her stories every day. It is usually her walk through the countryside with her dog, and she sort of talks as she goes, and then she'll sort of take you into the studio and show you what she's working on. Now, I've got to say that sort of getting a taste of her personality like that is just like enticing is the only word I can think of, because I love sort of seeing what's going on and then walking into her studio with her. I think it makes her a more interesting artist. Yeah.
Because people buy art because they like the art and they like the artist. And nothing is better than when people come over for a dinner party and they point up at the painting, and the person that bought it can talk about the painting and the artist because they learned that on Instagram.
Interesting.
So
yeah.
Remember that. Remember that the more people, I mean, like I'll get comments, I've always wanted to own one of your paintings. I love what you do. I love the radio show. And I'm like, doesn't really have anything to do with how good of an artist I am. But people
but, yeah.
want to buy from you because they like you and they feel like they know you.
Yeah. There's no,
and that
there's
is so
no
important.
Doubt that yeah. when I, yeah, I follow her because of that. And I'm very, I'm interested in her art because I find her to be
of
an
course.
Interesting artist.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you relate to her and you feel, and if you are willing to open up yourself in Instagram stories, it's fantastic because what you're doing is you're just letting people get to know you. And how else could you do that if you think about it? And there's
yeah.
nothing wrong with doing kind of the same thing every day. You know, I mean, it's maybe every day you do a little 1 minute summary of what you're doing on your easel. Because then people
right.
look forward to it and they're excited to see where you are the next day. And the whole thing about Instagram is the whole FOMO thing, fear of missing out. You want to create that fear of missing out that if anyone doesn't go to your Instagram, they're going to miss out on something really cool. And
that's
if you create
great.
That, then that's where you're going to get engagement and people coming back. A couple more things to mention. You can put hashtags on there. I don't put hashtags on mine because I haven't figured out where to put them without them taking up too much copy, but it's really, really smart. There's a lot of little GIFs and all those things you can put on. Sometimes they're cute. Sometimes they're obnoxious.
Agreed.
And so I would be careful about always using too many things that take away from the beauty of your picture, which, and some of the weird, I don't know. There's just a lot of things that take away from what you're doing, and they feel kind of gadgety, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So keep it, like I use the same font on my Instagram stories. I use the typewriter font every single time because I want some uniformity. But you can use stories for so many things. Now, if you have over 10,000 followers, and this is the reason why everyone wants over 10,000 followers, you can add a swipe up link to your Instagram stories. So you can do this whole thing on how you painted this painting and then have a swipe up feature to take them to the page to buy it, which obviously is a huge deal. So if you have a goal on Instagram, it should probably be to try to get to that level if you can, because it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And
that'll be by
enables.
The time I'll be 80. I'm not
oh,
worried about
it.
It.
No, you won't. No, you won't. The other thing,
go ahead.
I'm always trying to build traffic to my blog. So,
yeah.
And I don't do this regularly, which makes me so angry. But I used to, every Saturday, create one screen from each of my blog posts that week with a swipe
yeah.
up. Because then on Sunday, I'd have like three or four. The first one would say on my blog this past week, and then each one would be a great photo with a link and the name of, you know, kind of the title of what the blog post was. And so I was summarizing what happened that week. There are a lot of people that I think overuse stories. And as Margaret was saying earlier, you can tell how many stories are coming if you're watching stories and you go to the top of the screen and you'll see these little dashes. And sometimes you'll see like 5 dashes that go all the way across. Sometimes you'll see like 40 that go all the way across. That means there's 40 more to watch. And a lot of people will just slide through because they're like, really? Yeah, and Instagram does a good job. If you've already watched someone's story, they don't automatically replay it. They put you in the point where you left off, which is really nice. And then if you want to rewatch it, you just get to the end and it'll start playing it over again, which makes sense. But the things you can use Instagram stories for are to share about you, your personality, let people get a chance to know you. But obviously you can do painting techniques. You can show your studio. The gal that I taught with in Georgia made a really great point because she's got the best engagement on Instagram of about anyone I've seen. We showed a slide of one of her posts of her house that she redid the front. It had 67,000 likes.
Get out.
67,000 likes. I'm like, what on earth do you do? And she said, I use Instagram stories all day long and hype up and talk about this announcement that I'm going to make at 4 o'clock. And I talk and I talk and I hype it. And then when it happens, everyone's going over there to see what it is I'm talking about. And it's brilliant.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It really
and then,
is.
And then if you're building up to a show, well, you darn well better make sure you not only take still pictures of the actual show, but you take some Instagram stories and share those because people want to see it. I can tell you
and
there's been some times when I've forgotten and it's really bad.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I appreciate that even from, again, from like the user's point of view, because what I really like is the reminder. Because, you know, life is busy, and sometimes it'll be the day before or even that day where it says, you know, opening tonight, and I'll think, oh, my gosh, I really wanted to go see that. And then I sort of get my, you know, act together, and I'm able to do it. But I think having that as a reminder for your sort of followers is really nice, especially if it's kind of fun. And you know what? For what it's worth, I would say, every Instagram I follow, if they have a sense of humor, I'm in.
Like, oh, absolutely.
You know,
oh, it makes such a difference.
Yeah.
It's kind of refreshing, if that makes sense. Really, really refreshing. Now, the way you watch Instagram stories is you go back to your feed and you press that little house again on the left-hand side. And all the way across your top of your feed are circles. And they have the red outline, which means they have content behind them. And the Instagram, you can tap on any of those, and you can watch what their current stories are.
Yeah.
Now, I know people who use Instagram stories more than their feed. In fact, they do it, like, all the time.
I understand.
Yeah.
Because
they're
not, I think, you don't, like, if I get this right, the people that you follow on Instagram, when they post a story, isn't it in chronological order, whoever posts is up first?
It is in chronological order based on who I interact with the most.
Oh,
so if I follow 10,000 people, which I don't, of those 10,000 people, I will see who I interact with the most, and then within those people, it will do it chronologically.
Ah, so to me, that's more reliable in a way than whether or not I'm going to show up in someone's feed, because your feed gets so crowded. If you're following 500 people, that's a lot of information cycling through
there.
Well,
you only see, so the algorithm, which Instagram basically put in place right when I started on Instagram, so I don't know any differently. It used to be that whoever you followed, everything was chronologically. That was it. But they put in the algorithm to make it better so you would see people that you either wanted to see by turning on what's called post notifications, or it's people you interacted with more, which kind of makes sense.
Right.
But
it does.
Made so many people angry. Really good engagement on Instagram is like 3%, which means 97% of the people that follow you don't see or interact with you. So think about that. So I have 237,000 followers. All those people do not see my content, not even close. But it would almost be better if I had 100,000 followers and more people did. But, you know, whatever. That's just the way it works. But it's really important to understand how stories is kind of the backbone of Instagram. And it's the way to get people to know you. I still never show me on my stories. I still show everything through the camera, through my eyes. But when you go to film in your stories, don't be worried. If you're in your pajamas, it doesn't matter. Just be careful if you walk by a mirror. That's the only thing I'll tell you to be cautious of. But when you film something, if you're just on the whether you do it on the continuous feed or you just do it, you know, 16 seconds at a time, after it's done filming, you get to watch it. You can delete it, but you can also save it. And there's many times when I'll film, you know, a whole little story for my stories, and I'll save it, and I'll just film it later. I know I forget to post them too, which is unfortunate, but anytime you're anywhere, film something, because you don't have to use it, but at least you have it.
Right.
And it is so important.
And that's the other thing. Sometimes you're looking for something to post.
Right.
Like
right.
You kind of know that you want to stir the pot a little. And how mm-hmm. great is it if you did a walkthrough of the art store or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I can't say enough that it doesn't have to always be directly art related. And to your point, Leslie, about, you know, you don't have to show yourself in your pajamas.
Yeah.
This English artist that I follow, and I'll tell you her name is Paulette Farrell. It seems only fair if I'm going to talk about her morning walk.
Absolutely.
Give out her name. But I couldn't tell you what she looks like. I can tell you what her shadow looks like, because sometimes, and I know her dog, Charlie, very well.
Right.
But I'm often seeing her film what she is looking at. And, you know, she narrates the sort of what she's thinking about for the day. And I can see her shadow cast as she walks. But, you know, it's really kind of cool not to actually have an image other than the one that I guess exists in my imagination of what her face looks like. I'm familiar with her art, which I guess is the whole point, right?
I mean, you're a plein air painter, I can't imagine a better way to share your experience than on Instagram stories. And it doesn't have to be continuous. Go on, you know, put it on the continuous feed, you know, film for 30 seconds, post it to Instagram, and then come back. Or you can save it and post it all together later on. That's up to you. But it's really important to understand this is a way to bring people into your world in kind of a more personal way, which is super cool. Now, when you're watching Instagram stories and you see something you really like, you can share it to your own stories if you want. And you just press the little arrow, and you can do that. You can also, you can also comment, obviously, on any of the Instagram stories that you watch, which is a great way to interact with people.
Oh,
I think
no
it's highly suggested. If there isn't an opportunity to comment, it's because there's a swipe-up link. That's the only time you can't comment, is that there's a swipe-up link. But just keep watching, and there'll be an opportunity to comment. Or you can just comment at the end, which is kind of cool.
All right.
But this should kind of become not your primary use in Instagram, but it should be as important as your feed. And as you use it, you'll get so much more comfortable with it. You will – it's just fun to share your personality. I love – Instagram stories. When I was at this conference and I met like 100 people that I knew on Instagram but never had met in person, most of them I recognize because of Instagram stories. And if they don't show themselves like me, I recognize their voice.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
That is super wonderful to be able to do this in this gosh darn social media world that we all have to use in order to get more people to see our art. You can incorporate a poll. You can ask a question, and people will answer the poll. But I see a lot of Instagram stories now where people are talking about something exciting that's happening, and they're doing a build-up, which is great.
You know what? I think that's one of the valuable tools right there. I love the idea of the people who are following you get to click on that. Or actually, I'm going to ask a question now. Can someone who's not following you happen upon your Instagram stories, or is it only your followers?
If you use hashtags, absolutely. Because people follow hashtags like they follow a particular account.
Yes, they do.
So, yeah. So I showed a slide when I taught this class about how important hashtags are. I picked kind of a random post that I did that did really well. And I had 380,000 impressions from hashtags alone. 380,000 people saw my post because of hashtags. And they didn't follow me. How crazy is that?
So that's great. I mean,
that just
takes so little effort. And, you know, just for anyone who is maybe let's just say, technologically challenged. One of the things I found out when I was trying to wade my way through this and understand it is that anything you put up, you can take down. So,
of course,
if you make a mistake, it is not the end of the world. You can just delete it. And that gave me comfort because, you know, it's sort of, it's as if you're in the cockpit of an airplane and you're thinking, I don't want to touch anything because I could make a terrible mistake. There are no terrible mistakes. It can all be taken down, erased, changed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's comforting. So, all right.
Okay.
Well,
so once you
are important. Got it.
Yeah. So once you post a story on your Instagram, you can tap on it and watch it. And when you do that, your screen will come up, and it's going to show you how many people have seen it and who has seen it. So you can actually tap on that and see who has seen your Instagram story, which is kind of cool. It's kind of creepy. But if you're interested to know who's seen your Instagram story, that's how you can tell.
Okay.
I think you can share it to Facebook. I'm assuming that's what that's what that is for. But see the little, it says highlight and there's a little heart. If you want to add it to a highlight, you can do it that way as well.
Oh.
And then you also have what's called more. And if you click on that, you can share it as a post. You can send it somewhere. But it's great. Now, if you swipe up on the Instagram story, you'll see your stats. And this is where it shows you all the people who saw the story. And then there's a little bar at the left-hand side which shows your stats, and you can click on that, and it'll show you exactly how many actions were taken from the story. So of the however many people saw it, it'll show you how many people clicked on a link, how many people went to your profile. It'll say how many people skipped forward, how many people went backwards, how many people went to the next story. So it's really,
cool. Let's just repeat that. Can you tell people how to find that more button again?
Okay. Well, first of all, if you're in your feed and you press on the little house at the bottom, or if you're on your homepage and you see the little circle, if your profile circle with your picture in it, if it has a red circle, it means there's currently something in your Instagram stories. So you can tap on that, and it's going to go away in 16 seconds, so put your finger on your screen and it won't go away.
And hold it, yeah.
Yeah, you're holding it. But you'll see at the bottom, it'll show how many have seen it. But what you can do is you can just touch the picture and swipe it up, and that'll take you to the kind of the back, behind-the-scenes statistics. Obviously, you're the only person that can do this on your Instagram stories because no one else can see this. But this is where it gives you interactions, it gives you your statistics, and it just shows you how many people saw it, how many people interacted with it. And the reason why you want to look at this is it's going to educate you about how well your story did. So you kind of want to know which ones suck and which ones did great, because it'll help you understand what your audience is looking for.
Right.
Once you have one of them up, you can swipe to the left, and it'll just go through, and it'll show you. And I only have, like, 4 stories up right now.
Only.
So, which is probably a good
amazing
thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cool. I mean, really, I feel like, you know, this is the way I think things are going to evolve. To miss the boat on this would be so unfortunate because, you know, more and more and more people can find out what you're doing. And gosh, I just love it. I know that from what we've talked about and what I've read, they always say you can really boost your, your engagement, your followers, whatever, when you do polls or giveaways. We've talked about that, contests. The other thing I seem to see
Can I interrupt you on one thing about giveaways? The only kind of giveaways you should really be doing are the kind when you're partnering with a brand. The giveaways nowadays are just so awful. And they're the ones where you have to go to a special website and you have to follow like 40 or 50 people in order to be eligible. Don't do those. because those will kill your engagement, and they'll piss off your followers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some people who do a giveaway like every third post, and it's a little bit like turning on the TV and seeing a commercial every third post. But it just it's not a great idea. Now, if you get together with a couple artists and do something that's, you know, where you're giving away something, you're sharing information, I think that's fine, but just don't do it too often.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
good to follow.
Yeah, yeah, but go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry.
Well, that's good to know. The other thing I see is when people are asking opinions, sometimes I feel like they're fishing. You know, it feels kind of fake. But there are fun ones where they're actually saying, you know, what do you think, this or this? Or what do you think? Should I sort of stick with what I'm doing or should I change it up? Whenever they give me an alternative, something to sort of choose and vote on, I like it.
Right.
I'm willing to do that. So I know that if I take the bait, other people must. It's just more fun, you know. And it's
now,
always
this sounds
interesting
kind
to see the results.
This sounds kind of insincere, but you can also ask an opinion on something that you've already made the decision on, but it still gets people to interact. So, for example, let's say you're framing a painting, and you want the opinion on which one should I use. Should I use A or B? You may already have framed it, and you may already know, but ask for their opinion, because it's kind of interesting. Maybe you made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, so people do, in the home decor industry, people do that with paint colors and, you know, I mean, everything when it comes to decorating. So you can do the exact same thing with art. And it gives people a chance to have a voice, and that's what they want.
It does make it more fun. I mean, I keep going back to this, you know, the business about if they have a sense of humor, if they are showing you things that you're interested in, if you seem to like the artist or whoever it is that's posting, if you you know, love their art and you're curious, if it's fun and it adds something to your day, you're going to go back as a user more often. And I think the whole experience is better if everyone sort of is doing it
Absolutely. No, the only way you're going to get comfortable with Instagram stories is if you practice and you start doing it. Because I remember that feeling. It was like 2 years ago. But I was I didn't want to use it because I didn't want to mess up. I didn't want to do something really bad and say something terrible and have it, you know, one of my bloopers be on Instagram. And sometimes people do that too. They'll actually post a blooper and then write on the screen, "Blooper." I always turn the sound on for that. Because I want to hear how they messed up.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so it's kind of a way to just get used to it. I always film them, go back and watch them, and as I'm watching them, I'll add some text on it. I'll, you know, swipe and get it a little brighter maybe if it's too dark. And it's just a great way. And it's really important to watch them because what happens is, you may not have noticed something in the background. You may not have noticed that you're in that mirror and you're in your robe. You may not have, trust me, I say that from experience. You may not have noticed your dirty kitchen in the background, but who cares? I mean, that doesn't really matter. But there's just some ways where you should watch them, add some text, and then when you're done, you go through and you just click next, and then you have the option just to post them all. Now, if you're going to save your Instagram stories for later, you have to save each individual one. If you're on the first one, you press the little down arrow to save it. Then you have to tap on the next one. Let's say you have six stories in a row. And you have to save that. And then you have to tap on the next one. You have to save them all.
Okay.
I think that's one of the things
I've been doing wrong. Yeah.
You mentioned that before we went live, and pretty confident that might be what had happened.
That sounds like what I did. I did not save each one.
Right.
All right. I have a question. So you just came back. You just came back from the Haven conference. You were obviously talking a lot about Instagram and blogging.
Yeah.
What do you think? Can you guess at how this is going to evolve or change over the next year or two? Like, what do you think is going to be added, or how will this be enhanced? What's coming?
Well, the most radical change that might happen, and they're testing this in Canada right now, is they took off the ability for everyone to see how many likes you get on a post. So in Canada right now, if you are a Instagrammer and you post something in Canada and people are liking your post, it doesn't show. This came from a anti-bullying thing, whatever. I'm not really sure. It doesn't really make sense to me.
How many friends they had and things.
It's not.
Well, there is competition.
Only likes is the only thing they got rid of. I'm trying not to laugh right now. Michael's trying to put the harness on the sport, and it's just, I wish I could be filming this on Instagram stories right now. It's the most hysterical thing. Sorry. But anyway,
real life.
That may come Instagram wide, which would be interesting because I think a lot of people who get a gazillion likes, they get them because everyone else likes them. I don't know.
Sure.
But that's kind of interesting because it still affects your engagement. I think long term, I don't think Instagram will be how popular it is now forever and ever. I'm sure because Facebook's kind of lost a bit in popularity or a lot in popularity. And I think something else will come up that people will be really excited about and maybe will take over the popularity of Instagram. So I do think you have to be careful about putting all your eggs in one basket, and that would be the Instagram
basket.
Right. So there's just a lot of things that you need. You know, I mean, it's just the circle of life. I think Instagram's pretty competitive, and my whole talk was based on this premise, and that is, I think I mentioned it, you'll tell me, that you need to share, not just show. I mentioned that? And what that means is teach, educate, give people a reason to want to always come to your feed. If you're just showing, whoop-de-doop, everyone shows. But if you're sharing, it's a huge difference. I showed a picture of a tablescape that I had set from, because I'm in the home decor Instagram world. And I said, I could have said, hey, I set this table, whoop-de-doop. But then I gave six ways I could share instead of show. One of them was the centerpiece that I used to put my flowers in is an old cheese mold that I bought at a flea market. Click through to my blog and see the five things you can buy at a flea market really inexpensively to put florals in. So do you see the difference between doing that and saying, here's the table I set?
Right.
And if you, that's kind of the premise I've always had, and I didn't even kind of figure it out until earlier in the year when I was trying to think, why is my engagement good? Why do people keep following me? And I think it's because that's just me, and I like to share. And if you do that, even with your art, it makes a huge difference because you're willing to say, here's a painting, but let me tell you how I did this, or let me tell you what I struggled with the most in this painting. Or let me show you, I mean, it's just, there's so many ways to bring your audience in and give them a reason to want to come back and look at what you're doing. But if you're just going to be out there and say, here's a painting, here's a painting, here's a painting, that's great, but you're not going to get, I think, the full potential of what could happen.
Yeah. Well, and certainly you're going to lose some of those followers you've worked so hard to get.
Yeah, and that's the other thing.
That.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Every single conversation, every single thing I hear about Instagram is about how I can grow my account. There is nothing about how I can keep the people who already follow me. And I think that's really, really a huge, huge oversight. You work so hard, as you said, to get all those followers. Why not spend your time focusing on how to keep them happy? And that's what the whole sharing instead of showing concept is about.
I love it. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
hard, you know. We've talked about this till the cows come home. I mean, it is hard to figure out how you're going to portion your time because we all have lives. We have, you know, the time that we spend making our art or whatever it is that, you know, your particular thing is.
Right.
And then, you know, you're trying to figure out the business. We've always said the business of art. How many artists have we spoken to who spend half of their time on the business of art and the other half, if they're lucky, painting? So I know it's hard, but it seems to me that Instagram kind of not only it's great as an artist. It's fun to use as an artist and see what other people are doing, see how the galleries are posting, you know, every bit of it. But unless you decide that you're going to spend some time on it, then it's you're not getting a, if you're, unless you're willing to commit the time, I guess that's what I mean.
Right.
You're not going to get what Instagram can do for you, which is to expose your art to more people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we want people who will see and love our art, and hopefully, if we don't have 10,000 followers, they'll take the time to go up to your profile and click on it to figure out where they can get it. And I don't know if 10,000 followers is, you know, easily achievable. I don't think so, but I also know I haven't really put in the work to get there. So
yeah.
But there's,
and
you, there's no
you
value.
Should, you should. Yeah. I think it's so worth it, Margaret. I really do. And the most important thing you can do in order to build your Instagram account is have really good content. If you do nothing else, that's the key. And every time you go and you're gonna press share, you're gonna post something, stop yourself and say, hey, is this worthy? Have I taught something? Have I shared something, or am I just showing something? And is it something that people out there are gonna want to know? Because sometimes you have to think about that, and it's a lot. But pretty soon you only think that way. I mean, sometimes I'll just put up a pretty picture because I don't have time and whatever. But the other thing that you can do, I mentioned this in stories, but with Instagram, I have like 5 posts saved in my Instagram that I can share anytime. I've already done the work. I've already put the picture. I've already written everything, and I've just saved them. And did you know you can do that?
Well, I did today because I didn't know about that more button.
Well, no, if you go to post an Instagram,
I'm
going to actually do it because I don't want to accidentally do the wrong step. But you press the plus button in the center on the bottom, okay, you're going to write an Instagram post. Mm-hmm. And I have 110,000 photos on my, so I'm just going to press a photo, and I'm going to put the photo up, and then I'm going to click next, and I'm going to write everything. Instead of clicking share at the top right, there's an arrow on the top left. When you tap that, you can have the option to save it. And that puts you down.
Yeah.
It puts on your Instagram, when you press that plus button, the top part says drafts. And those are all the drafts that you've saved. And I try to have like 5 or 6 of those right there, because I'm pretty diligent about posting every morning at 7 and every afternoon at 4 p.m. And sometimes I'll be like walking into an important something and I'll be like, oh my God, it's 10 after 4. I forgot to post. And I just go there, tap on one, it's all ready to go, and I just post it.
That's great. Now,
yeah.
For anyone who's listened to us and who thinks, gee, like me, they haven't really done enough with stories yet.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they can follow along with what we've been talking about. But to your point, they can also Google it. How do I save an Instagram story?
Absolutely.
And all of that information is at your fingertips.
Yes,
okay.
That's a great point. Thank you for bringing that up.
Well, it's because I
And that. What do you think I learned?
Yeah. I know, but you...
I don't just know all this stuff innately, I promise.
I know, but everyone should know that Leslie would rather learn this stuff late at night than sleep. Like, you are committed to learning this. And, yes, I think we can all learn from that, because the information's there. You just kind of need to, step by step, go through it, play with the app, know that you can delete anything that's a mistake. And
right.
I think the secret in the secret sauce is, as you said, to share something that's of value to people. And if I can learn something, or if, you know, it's the old business, if I can get the recipe, I'm in. And what a great way to keep people coming.
Yep. Yeah, it's a great tool. And here's the thing. You may have a just amazing website or an amazing blog, but if you don't send people there, they'll never see it. And you need a lot
right.
of ways to send people there. So that's what you use social media for. That's what you use a newsletter for. That's what you use mailings for. You constantly
yep.
have to have an effort to send people to your website where people can buy your art. I mean, that's the key. Now, you can set it up so people can actually buy it directly on Instagram now, which is even better. But make sure, you know, that you do that, because I hate it when people spend so much time, effort, and money on a great website, but then no one sees it.
And buyers are buying. I mean, we talk to artists all the time who are selling, you know, fairly expensive paintings.
Oh, yeah.
Right connections they make on Instagram. So
yeah.
no one should doubt that. I have seen it. I know the proof is there.
It's
and,
not
you
unusual
know.
To sell a painting valued over $1,000 online with them
Absolutely.
Never having spoken to you, which is kind of cool.
Let's all have
really
that
cool.
Let's have to all of our listeners this week. I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
Good job. I feel a little stronger.
Well, the best thing about Instagram I wanted to mention, it's
yeah.
free. It's free. Think about that. It's free.
Yeah.
I mean, hello. What kind of marketing tool out there has the power of Instagram or Facebook, and they're free? So, yeah.
I know. We're crazy if we don't use it. So,
mm-hmm.
there you go.
We are. So, Margaret, I hope this helped, because I know you did this totally self-serving. Because
True.
You wanted to know how to use it, you and a bunch of people that listen to the show. So thank you, because I have a tendency to forget that people don't know how to use this and don't understand why they should use it. So thank you so much for bringing up how important it is. So,
well, it can be intimidating when you don't.
Yeah.
Know,
oh,
you know
I
what?
Completely remember that feeling when I first started.
I just don't want anybody missing out. We can't miss the boat on this one. It's
mm-hmm.
it's working.
Yeah.
It's working for artists. So. Let's all see if we can't get it to work for us, each
yeah.
of us. That's the way to go.
Well, one
right.
last thing I want to mention. If
yeah.
you want to use hashtags, there's a tricky way you can do it. Don't use 30. Maybe there's like 6 good hashtags you want to use on your stories.
Uh-huh.
Shrink them down with your fingers. Put them in front of a, if you can, a place on your picture that is one solid color. And press
oh,
the
yeah.
ink pen and make them the same color as the background, which means you'll have hashtags on there and they don't show. Got
That's
it?
Brilliant.
You know what? Thank you. I know I'm brilliant. No, I'm kidding. It's
that
really great,
brilliant.
Especially for hashtags.
That way
yeah.
the hashtag will pick it up. And
right.
you'll get that. But you don't have to look at all those letters
uh-huh.
ruining your beautiful image. Oh, that's,
yeah.
that's the best tip of all. Brilliant.
That's my big tip of the day. You can hide
oh,
it. Because no, no one needs to see the hashtags, but
right.
they need to be there.
Wow.
So, yeah. That's my trick. So
that's gold.
Yeah, it's gold. So
gold. Yeah. Good one.
Thank you. All right. Well, amazing. Just so you know, most of the time we do outlines for our shows, and we didn't on this one. And Margaret, we pulled it off.
Well, I, you know what? There's no, you have no shortage of information.
That's
and
true.
I have no shortage of questions. So.
Which is perfect.
I guess.
We should do this
All
more
right.
often.
I'm in. All right.
Cool.
Well, thank you as always for sharing. I don't
thank
know anyone
you.
Else that shares secrets. Okay.
Oh, you
and
know
have
me.
A great week.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye,
Leslie.